Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown songs from some of your favorite Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, Edward Starr, Shorty Long, the Fantastic Four, the Jackson Five, the Underdogs, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. Well, first up, a Supreme song that never charted. It was released as a promotional song called Things Are Changing. Well, Things Are Changing was released as a promotional single for the Advertising Council's Equal Opportunity Employment Campaign. And the advertising for this song is as follows, quote, Detroit Supremes, recently tagged by a Variety reviewer as the annual systems of the 1960s, have recorded a jingle for a massive national advertising campaign aimed at convincing American youths that employment opportunities in big business are now open to them. Well, as mentioned, Things Are Changing was a public service single targeted to America's youth, especially minorities, using, as a press release further states, quote, the big beat to get the message across. The Supremes were one of three artists to record the song. It sprang from President Lyndon B. Johnson's establishment of the Equal Opportunities Committee the previous year when he signed into law the Civil Rights Act. Another interesting thing about the song, it was produced by Phil Spector. Well, here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, and Things Are Changing right here on Motown Memories.
Girls, have you got the kind of man everyone looks up to? Well, if you don't, listen, I'll tell you what to do. Get your man, take him by the hand, and bring him here to me. And I'm going to tell you about equal opportunity. There was a time when the world was fickle, and it may have been hard to succeed. But times have changed now, and school and training is all you really need. It doesn't matter who you may be. Everyone's equal with the same opportunity. Yes, things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better. But you can make it, and I'm going to tell you why. Just like the early bird that catches the worm, you gotta get up, go out and try. Your race or color won't stand in your way. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today's your day. Yes, things are changing. Jobs are out there.
Things are changing.
Just waiting to be found.
Things are changing.
They won't come to you. Oh no, you gotta go out and look around. Your race or color won't stand in your way. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today's your day. Oh, things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better. Now is the time for you to better yourself. I said things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better. Things are changing for the better.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Honey child, quit Granny. Got too old to scorn me. Old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me. Honey child,
Motown memory from Edward Starr. This song was called Time. It only reached 117 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Before that, a song called Honey Child by Martha and the Vandellas from 1967. And we started with the Supremes from 65, Things Are Changing. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature some lesser-known Motown songs. Well, coming up, a very well-known song from an artist that isn't so well-known, Shorty Long. Well, Frederick Earl Shorty Long was born on May 20th, 1940, and died on June 29th, 1969. He was a singer, songwriter, and record producer for Motown Records. He was a native of Birmingham, Alabama, and he was a 1980 inductee into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. Well, Shorty came to Motown in 1963. His first release, Devil with the Blue Dress On, made much more famous by Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels, was recorded and released in 1964, and it was written with him and William Mickey Stevenson. Well, Shorty's biggest hit was a novelty song, Here Comes the Judge, in 1968, which reached number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues chart and number 8 on the Billboard charts. Well, Shorty played many instruments, including the piano, the organ, the drums, the harmonica, and the trumpet, and he acted as an MC for many of the Motown review shows and tours. He was the only Motown artist besides Smokey Robinson who was allowed to produce his own recordings in the 1960s. Well, Shorty died on June 29, 1969 in a boating accident on the Detroit River in Michigan. Stevie Wonder played the harmonica at his burial, and he placed it on his casket afterwards. Here is Shorty Long with a song written by J.P. Richardson, known as the Big Bopper, and his big hit, Chantilly Lace, right here on Motown Memories.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the band Shorty speaking. Yeah, honey, I just got in, and I'm tired, tired. Say what? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. Didn't I just get through telling you I was tired, 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 tired? Say you gonna do what? Say you gonna do what, honey? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
But I love you so much more, my darling, than anybody could ever love anyone. Baby, come closer, just a little bit closer, and let me whisper in your ear.
Darling, I love you today more than I did yesterday, but not half as much as I love you tomorrow.
You've got everything, everything, everything I've been searching for, and I'm so faithful, so very faithful, I won't have to look no more, cause I found more joy in you, my darling, than I have ever found in any other girl. And I wouldn't trade it, oh no, for nothing in this world, baby.
I love you,
love you, love you, love you, love you, madly. And I need you, need you, need you, need you so bad.
Have a favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I don't know how many stars there are,
Jackson 5 with Maybe Tomorrow, a number 20 song from 1971. Before that, a group known as the Fantastic Four with a song called I Love You Madly, and that reached number 56 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 68. And we started with that J.P. Richardson big bopper tune Chantilly Lace by Shorty Long. Didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some lesser-known Motown songs during the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a group you probably never heard of, but had a pretty good song called Love's Gone Bad, The Underdogs. Well, The Underdogs hailed from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and they borrowed their name from an NBC TV cartoon character. Well, they were formed in 1963, and they played around Detroit throughout high school, becoming the house band at a teen club called The Hideout. They were managed by club owner Dave Leon and business partner Punch Andrews, who later was best known as Bob Seger's career guide, and they scored a couple of hits on a record label called Reprise. Well, the Underdogs auditioned at Motown's Artist Development Building, which was across the street from the Hitsville Detroit Music Studios. It was an old ballet studio with wood floors and mirrors all around. One of the members of the group recalled that we played so loud that the light fixtures fell from the ceiling. I thought we really blown it, but they were really impressed that someone ran over to the other building and brought back half the company to listen. Well, here are the Underdogs, right here on Motown Memories.
I feel a pounding in my brain, ice cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth, some bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. I see a rainbow all black. Must be a sign that you ain't coming back. Waking the night, calling your name. I see your face on my window pane. I've been this way since you've been gone. Without your loving, I just can't go on. Now where's the love you promised me? And where's the tenderness to comfort me? Oh, every time some love I choose, I seem to always be the one to lose. Bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. Oh, love's gone bad. Oh, I'm feeling sad.
My mind.
Motown memory from that great dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That song charted at number 49 in 1969 and was called What You Gave Me. And we started with The Underdogs' Love's Gone Bad from 1967. This entire hour, we featured lesser-known Motown songs. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On the website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.